Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. If you Catholic girl, start much too late. Oh, but sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Oh, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Michael Wald, and you're listening to Ask the Blood Detective, and today's show is a show topic that many of you have been pressuring me to provide for quite a long time. It's all about enzymes. So why would so many of you be fascinated with enzymes? Well, I think the reason is because enzymes are simply fascinating from a scientific, nutritional, and medical point of view, even from a philosophical point of view. You know, enzyme systems in the body constitute an essential component of all life for human beings, not to mention for animals, plants, and all the microorganisms as well. All of those entities, including you, depend on enzymes for your life. And the lack of enzymes, or the lack of vigor of enzyme function in the body, is thought to, by many professionals like myself and scientists and researchers, to be a factor in the causation of disease and the potential for optimal health. Now, enzymes, you should know, are required for the proper and normal functioning of every single cell, every single tissue, and every single organ system in the body. And what enzymes do is that they direct, they accelerate, they modify, or even slow down all body functions. And they do this in a particularly unique way through a variety of enzymatic steps. And these enzymatic steps, by the way, folks, are controlled also by what are called coenzymes. And do you know what coenzymes are in many cases? You guessed it. Coenzymes, that means compounds that work with enzymes for all of those beneficial functions, are vitamins and minerals. Not all vitamins and minerals, but many of them. And what enzymes do is that they, through their step-by-step functions, they can very efficiently run all of our body systems. So in a very real sense, enzymes serve as the body's sort of labor force, performing every single function required for daily activities and are required to keep us alive. If your enzymes die, you die. They're responsible for literally all functions of every organ system in our bodies. I cannot repeat that enough. And at the same time, they are very important in supporting our body's defenses and our immune systems. We have more than one immune system to protect us from all sorts of harmful forces and specific dangers to our health. For example, the immune system depends heavily on enzymes to run its protective functions. So for example, many of you may not have heard of one arm of the immune system. There are three major arms. And if you'd listen to my show, Everything Immune, I talk about these in a lot of detail. But one very important arm of the immune system is known as the complement system. It literally is one of the most important attack and defense branches of the immune system. And there are a bunch of steps that allow the complement system to work. And every one of those steps, there are about 27 of them, are known to involve enzymes. So enzymes in your foods, and enzymes in the form of supplementation, and enzymes made by your body are required for your health. And the lack of functioning of enzymes will cause your cells to die. If your cells die, that means you die. So in addition to our immune and defense system, we require various enzymes not only to eat, you know, digest and absorb our nutrients, but also to hear, to smell, to taste, to breathe, even to move. Enzymes are absolutely required for our blood and our what are known as our coagulation system, our cardiovascular function, our liver function, our kidney functions, the elimination of toxic products are run by various enzyme systems in many instances. The excretion of toxins from our body is run by enzyme systems. Reproduction, you name it, there is virtually not a system in our body that does not run on enzymes. But enzymes, you may or may not know, are also required for us to think, for us to dream, and even for sexual activity and sexual excitement. So when enzyme activity stops, life stops, and the person or the organism simply dies. So as a blood detective, you know, that's my branding, what I do is I measure enzymes in the blood and other tissues, and that's how I learn how my patients' bodies are functioning. And by promoting healthy enzyme systems in the body, that is what helps produce disease prevention. You know, what's amazing to me is that to a large extent, enzymes are responsible for the entirety of our health. Now, biochemists, they've described enzymes as the body's labor defense force, or the life energy of all living things. But strangely, traditional medicine has paid very limited attention to the vital enzyme systems and how they work in the body, other than when there is disease. So for example, if you have hepatitis C, hepatitis A or B, hepatitis caused by toxins or drugs, doctors will then pay attention to liver enzymes. But beyond that, and beyond the use of enzymes in rare cases of cystic fibrosis, even gastroenterologists rarely think about and use enzymes. And you know what that means, right? Well, that means that it's up to you to know about enzymes, know how to use them, know how to adjust them across the scope of your life to treat your illness, to reduce inflammation, to enhance the innate energetics of your cells towards promoting optimal health. But very importantly, enzymes, if you use them right on a daily basis, I personally believe they can increase what's known as the non-disability stage of life. You know, most of my patients that I speak with, they say to me, "Dr. Wald, I'm not so interested in living longer. I want to live better without dysfunction, without disease," they say. And that's right. But enzymes might be one of the secrets of not only living longer, but living longer in the absence of disease, what is officially called in healthcare the non-disability stage of life. You know, when I went to chiropractic school and I went to medical school, and I also went to nutrition school for my master's in nutrition, we studied enzymes, and basically they focused on their use as, you know, digestive elements, and they spoke about how enzymes were secreted by the pancreas into the small intestine, and their basic role in some disease diagnoses, like hepatitis, for example, or even pancreatitis, where you'd find high levels of some liver enzymes and some digestive enzymes like lipases and amylases in the blood. But in all my years of studying, I have not heard the use of enzymes, except from the alternative nutrition field, for anything other than basic digestion and to help diagnose just a handful of diseases. The use of enzymes for anything other than digestive problems, basically, is simply not discussed in the general medical curriculum. You know, in European medical circles, for example, they're well aware of the use of enzymes for a wide variety of health problems, including blood clots, particularly blood clots in the legs, what are known as DVTs or deep vein thromboses, and also a variety of congenital deficiency or enzyme deficiency states. And you know, it's really interesting that up to this point in time, we're aware of over 3,000 different enzymes in the human body. And what I personally find amazing is that Within the sum total of our bodies, enzymes are working constantly, like a majestic orchestra conducting a splendid symphony in perfect harmony. Enzymes simply know what to do. And this perfect equilibrium, what you've probably heard called homeostasis, keeps us alive and preserves our health, performing all of our body functions through a very delicate yet phenomenal system of checks and balances. Enzymes help to build new cells and new tissues as they're needed over the course of life. Now, listen to this, folks, please. If your body repairs at a level that exceeds its disrepair, then you are healthier. And what allows the body to repair, or the body's repair process to exceed the disrepair process, are enzymes. But you shouldn't think that just popping a bunch of enzyme pills or drinking fresh green leafy juices every day is what you need to do to maximize this. We're going to speak about, in just a few minutes, how to maximize your enzyme intake and also to maximize the health of several body systems so that we maximize the enzyme production in your body, what's known as endogenous production of enzymes. Plus, I'll let you know how to properly take, manage, and determine the dose of your daily enzyme intake in the form of capsules. I absolutely believe that that's essential for optimal health. Does it replace, do enzyme capsules replace a fresh food with enzymes? Of course not. But I certainly don't believe, and I've not witnessed in my 27 years of clinical research and working with various patients, that foods alone are what we need in such a stressful and toxic environment that we have sadly created on this planet. So it's my belief, in a nutshell, that we need exogenous enzymes in the form of foods, in the form of highly potent pharmaceutical grade enzymes, not just any enzymes that you're taking that you heard somewhere or told from some company that they're great. And the key, folks, again, is how to take them. So to summarize the key point, enzymes help to build new cells and new tissues as needed. And they also remove waste, which is toxins, from the body as our body requires it. They're also key elements in our immune system and our body's what's called surveillance network, which essentially is how we control inflammation. I will give you a bit of a clinical point right now, which is very practical. This is something you'd want to think about and even write down, is that if you were to take enzymes that consist of protein digesting enzymes, fat and starch digesting enzymes known as proteases, lipases, and amylases, with your meal, that will help digest your meal. And of course, proper digestion of your meal means that the enzymes help to break down your meal into its individual basic components, more or less, meaning your body will take foods and break them down into the proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. And enzymes further break down those proteins into different types of amino acids. Here's what I mean by that. This is important. A protein is made of amino acids, right? Right. But the body doesn't simply break down, let's say, a steak or tofu into individual single amino acids. It does do that, but it also produces amino acids that are stuck together maybe in pairs of two or in threes or in fours or more. And they're called single aminos. And they're called dipeptides and tripeptides and polypeptides. In other words, enzymes break down proteins in different forms, in different lengths, because these different forms and lengths are required for different tissues in the body. Would you believe that this is almost laughable if it wasn't so tragic, that even in medical schools today, that it is taught in physiology that enzymes break down proteins into individual amino acids only? We know this is old science. It's about 100 years out of date, and it matters. We'll talk about why it matters in a minute. And then enzymes also break down your foods and separate extracts the fat and the starches, and then breaks down the starches, for example, into different chains of sugars. Yep. Starches, like any vegetable you can think of, those are starches. Starches, by definition, are sugars linked together molecularly. So if you can think of a bunch of pennies on a table and you link the pennies together in a chain, think of the chain as a healthy carbohydrate, like green leafy vegetables or a carrot or a potato or a beet. Now, when the body's starch digesting enzymes break that starch down, it breaks it down into some single pennies. And each penny, by the way, folks, is a glucose molecule. Glucose is sugar. Oh my goodness. Some of you are panicking. You're eating vegetables and that was sugar and you didn't know. I should say that you'll probably want to listen to my show called Sugar, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly after listening to this show. But what I will say now about sugar is not all sugars are bad. And the key to what determines if sugar in your diet is bad is how the enzymes act upon it. So for example, if you eat a vegetable and you break down the vegetable into its component starches, which is its component sugars, some of those sugars are single glucose molecules, which we need for energy, and some of those sugars are two sugars together, called a disaccharide, or three sugars together, called a trisaccharide, and so on. And this is the key: how the body's enzymes controls the breakdown of starches into sugars is what helps determine whether or not the starch is healthy or not. So if you have a candy bar or table sugar or a desserty snack, that's mostly simple glucose molecules, and they rush into the blood very quickly. And that causes the body's production of insulin to spike very quickly and very high and elevated, stressing out the pancreas, because it's the pancreas that's the organ that secretes insulin. Now, if you eat unrefined carbohydrates like vegetables and fruits, yes, even fruits, fruit juice, not so good. But fruits, good in most cases. The body's enzyme systems break these down very, very differently. Now, of course, it's true that there are exceptions to the rule. There are some of you out there that for genetic reasons and for other health reasons and sometimes dietary reasons, maybe you ate terribly for several years of your life when you were much younger. But the point I'm trying to make is that the body may have had its enzyme systems, its pancreas, for example, stressed. And now the pancreas doesn't produce enough enzymes, so the body's digestion is all messed up. And that leads to an imbalance of health of the intestinal tract. What we call, the fancy term is called dysbiosis. You may have heard that term relative to a related problem in the gut called leaky gut syndrome. So leaky gut syndrome just means that the gut is breaking down. It's becoming leaky. And leaky gut, as I said in my show, Everything Digestive, does not cause itself. So since everything seems to have a cause in the body, and much of the time there is no single thing that started it all, because again, if the body systems are truly connected, there never is really one thing that causes things. There might be something that would be the major organ that's stressed, but we have to address, at least in my opinion, the entire body, no matter what the health issue is, and whether or not you have a health problem now that you want to work on or you want to prevent one, you do want to take a holistic approach. But I think, though, oftentimes in natural health and nutrition, we give lip service to treating the body as a whole. We say it, but we don't do it. So how do you do it? Well, I can just tell you how I do it. How I do it as a blood detective is I would sit down with an individual and go over their health history in great detail, looking at all body systems, not just from the traditional perspective, but also from a holistic perspective. And then I also review with everyone I sit with what their health goals are, because if you don't know where you're going, how do you build health to get there? Many people that I see, I would have to say most, think about their health goals, of course, but they don't really plan for them. In other words, they'll see me with health problems and we'll talk about what we need to do naturally to work on them. But then we might start talking, let's say, about exercise, and the person will say, oh yes, I'll do that. Or they'll come back to me and say, yes, I exercise and all that. And I'll say, well, we did not consider the role that exercise plays upon your nutrition and health. So we need to adjust everything we did last time. And they say, oh, yeah. So my point is this: a thorough health history, which looks at a person from both the traditional perspective and the nutritional perspective, well defining and in as much detail as possible what level of health you want to get to, because that would determine what testing that I would do, and also the recommendations that I would make, and how I would say how strictly we would want to follow certain things. If someone has a very serious health problem, like an autoimmune disorder or chronic inflammation or cancer or heart disease, for example, these conditions require a person to be a bit more rigid with their health approach. And there are some other health problems that simply don't. But my point here in mentioning all this is that my goal for someone is to succeed. If I am to recommend an enzymatic treatment or an overall health approach for a person, and it is too much for them to do, then who have I helped? That helps nothing. In fact, that wastes time and it wastes money. My commitment for people is that I put together a plan that through trial and error we figure out is a doable plan. And not only is it doable, but it helps improve the state of your health. That's what this is about. And we have to do that from two perspectives. And enzymes help us in that probability of getting you to where you want to go. They're certainly not the only thing, but they're a major thing. I would start by checking the levels of a variety of enzymes in many organ systems in the body. So that is actually treating the person as a whole, not simply giving lip service to that. Then I ask each of my patients, with few exceptions, to perform an enzyme loading test. So here's where I have to give a disclaimer and ask you not to do this, because you should be under supervision, but I'm going to tell you what I tell my patients anyway. So a product that I put together called Detox Absorb Enzyme Complex. Detox Absorb Enzyme Complex is what I believe is one of the most comprehensive, well-balanced ratios of pharmaceutical-grade enzymes that there are. And they better be, because I take them myself. And the point of me mentioning this is this. One of the tests that a person can do on their own, and I teach my patients to do this, is an enzyme loading test. So what I tell a person to do is the following. I ask them to wake up tomorrow and to take one of the Detox Absorb enzyme complex capsules during a meal, three meals a day. A meal being roughly the equivalent of a handful or more of food. A maximum of three times throughout the day. If they don't experience severe gas or bloating or reflux, which is heartburn, then the next day, the second day, I have the patient double the enzymes that they're taking per meal. In other words, to take two enzymes per meal three times a day. And as long as that person doesn't have indigestion or gas or bloating, that is truly problemsome. You know, some gas, some bloating, not a big deal, as your body adjusts to enzymes. Then the third day, they continue. And on the third day, I have them take three enzymes during the meal. I usually ask them to take a few bites of food and then take their enzymes and then eat the rest of their food to mix it all up. And to repeat this process until a person reaches a maximum of six enzymes three times a day. Now, Because most people in my 27 years of experience are enzyme deficient digestively and also metabolically, that means enzymes outside of the digestive system, most people will easily reach 6 enzymes 3 times a day without any adverse symptoms at all. And the reason for that is, guess what? They are deficient in digestive enzymes. You know, a couple of things cause enzyme deficiencies. Number one, as you might guess, would be aging. The normal aging process does that. But it doesn't have to do that by the time you're 50 and 60 and 70. The body can maintain ideal and even optimal enzyme function past your 80s. It's just a matter of what you focus on in your life. And it's almost never too late to recover enzyme function. But if it is, then a person in my experience, and based on evidence base, should take enzymes every day for the rest of their lives. So some patients will say to me, oh, will I ever be able to stop taking these enzymes is what they'll say. And I'll say, well, why would you want to do that? For one thing, if a person is under 30, it's very probable that a relatively short course of enzymes will recover the body's enzyme systems. In other words, if you take enzymes from the outside, that tells your body to make less digestive enzymes inside, so your body can metabolically recover. But that takes probably around 6 months to a year, I would say on average. But of course, this varies from person to person. It depends on a lot of factors. Now, going back to that enzyme loading procedure that I told you, remember the one where I said take one enzyme 3 times a day with your food, and then if you don't have, you know, symptoms that are too bothersome, the next day you double it to 2 enzymes 3 times a day, and then the next day 3 enzymes 3 times a day, etc., to 6 enzymes 3 times a day? When a person reaches that and they don't have any symptoms, I have them continue with 6 enzymes 3 times a day. Is that too much? No. That's exactly fine. If the person is not experiencing adverse symptoms, they probably need more. But I start them generally at that. And then what happens is, over time, they start generally to get better in a lot of areas, starting, of course, with the digestive system. So I said a moment ago that normal aging may be associated with loss of enzymes. So we can take exogenous enzymes. And right now we're talking about the use of enzyme capsules and a particular enzyme that I formulated. So that's one that I will talk about. I'm not going to talk about enzymes that I have not formulated and I do not know of their quality beyond what someone might, you know, hear or read on their, on a website of a company, is the detox absorb enzyme complex. Now, other reasons for enzyme deficiencies in the digestive tract and elsewhere in the body is any form of disease that you can think of. Pretty much any condition can result in enzyme deficits, and virtually any health problem, including cancers, can be treated adjunctively with enzymes. Some of you may be familiar with Dr. Gonzalez's enzyme cancer therapy. Sadly, Dr. Gonzalez is deceased, but the National Cancer Institute and others have taken notice of his original concept of giving high doses of enzymes, far higher, by the way, in the hundreds of pills, by the way, amounts. So that's not what we're talking about here. There are different protocols, by the way, that I would use for different conditions, but I'm talking about the general sort of step one introduction to enzymes that I would use with virtually all of my patients, which is the enzyme loading test. Now, if you do the enzymes and you do have symptoms, let's say on the second day of taking enzymes, where you try to increase your daily enzyme dose per meal to, let's say, 2 enzymes 3 times a day, and you got a little heartburn that was a little bit more than what, you know, you're comfortable with, that to me would be a sign that you don't need that many enzymes. Your body's telling you too much. So the amount of enzymes you would take after a few days of being off enzymes, so your body does not have any further symptoms, is the amount of enzymes the day prior to the day that you took the enzymes that created symptoms. So if on day two, two enzymes three times a day created some symptoms for you that were particularly unpleasant, you stop taking your enzymes for a few days, usually in a day, they'll sometimes go away, maybe 2 days, and then you start again, but at one enzymes three times a day, and you just stay with that indefinitely. It takes, by the way, many, many months to years in some health problems to truly get the full benefit of enzymes. We're going to talk more about that right now. Now, what is truly amazing about enzymes, and I'm about to introduce a new term to you, is that enzymes are known as biologic response modifiers, or BRMs, biologic response modifiers. And that simply means that enzymes modify various biological responses. Now, what does that mean? Well, let's say you have certain organ systems in your body that are overfunctioning, like your immune system, and you have an autoimmune problem, whether it's lupus or rheumatoid arthritis or multiple sclerosis or Hashimoto's thyroiditis, or whether it's Graves' disease or Raynaud's disease or diabetes type 1 or diabetes type 2. Aging, by the way, is an allergy. What's interesting is that enzymes at biologic response modifiers will decrease inflammation if inflammation is too high, which it is in those autoimmune diseases I just mentioned, and pretty much all others. But as biologic response modifiers, if inflammation is too low, it brings it up. So you might be thinking, what do you mean bringing up inflammation? Inflammation's bad. No, inflammation is not bad. Excessive inflammation is bad, just like cholesterol is not bad. But excessive increases and prolonged increases of cholesterol is bad. Another example, inflammation. A certain amount of inflammation breaks down cancer cells, and chronic extreme levels of inflammation can produce cancer cells and break down body tissues, making them unlike normal tissues, so they are dysfunctional. And hence, there is the disease, and you name it. So enzymes act as biologic response modifiers. So if you give the right dose, they help regulate. They regulate systems that are too high, bring them down, and systems that are too low, and bring them up. I should let you know something else that is very, very important, and that is this, is that all those vitamins and minerals that you take, they do next to nothing without enzyme systems. In fact, I'd have to say they do nothing without enzyme systems, absolutely nothing. Because vitamins and minerals are frequently coenzymes, meaning they are partners with enzyme systems. You know, as I'm telling you this, my mind is flashing back to biochemistry textbooks, again, in chiropractic school, in medical school, in nutrition school, where all of these complex physiologic charts are provided to the students, which show all the enzyme activities and that run all of the functions in the body. And those enzymes, they require vitamins and minerals, but that also means that the vitamins and minerals require the enzymes. So if you get enzymes wrong, you're wasting a lot of your money and your effort with your other nutritional supplements. I should probably mention at this point that I'm a big, big believer, of course, in the use of juicing. Vegetable juices mainly. Of course, fruit juicing is phenomenal as well. And juicing in general is done for a number of reasons. Number one, live foods are more alive, which means they have enzymes that are more alive. And if you consume enzymes that are alive, they tend to help your body recover from its enzyme deficits, and some of the enzymes that you consume act actually as enzymes in the body. But most of the enzymes that you eat do not act as enzymes in the body. The enzymes in the foods, in the juices, help metabolize properly the other nutrients in those juices. What I like to do, besides juicing raw vegetables and fruits is I will add into my juices 4 different food superfoods that I came up with and I formulated, known as Detox. That's DTOX 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now, these products are, and you've heard of similar products before, but similar is not the same. There are green products, I have a red product, a purple product, and an orange product. And what I did when I formulated these products is that I wanted each of them to stand alone for overall body health and function, each containing hundreds of different plant phytonutrients, enzymes, live nutrients, and many other nutritional factors that we haven't even identified that we clearly require in our foods for general health and wellness. And if someone is ill, I give them more of each of these 4. I tend to start my patients off with an equal amount, a half of a scoop of each of my Detox 1, 2, 3, and 4 for general nutrition coverage as superfoods. So I'm interested in only pharmaceutical grade products. I am not interested in commercializing products. Products must have quality control. They must contain combinations, in the case of my Detox 1 through 4 products, combinations of phytonutrients that have been studied to have real effects in the body. And depending on my detailed personal analysis with patients, through my health appraisal questionnaires, through my lab testing, through my conversations with people, I would then adjust the doses of the Detox 1 through 4 to emphasize one or the other for each person. So that and doing the enzyme loading tests are 2 fundamental things that I do for virtually all of my patients. Now, I should mention that there are a few circumstances when enzymes in the form of any enzyme capsule or tablet should not be taken. And that's when people have ulcers, either peptic ulcers or gastric ulcers. And sometimes if individuals have clotting disorders and are on either big doses of aspirin or warfarin, which is Coumadin, because enzymes can reduce what's known as the viscosity and the coagulability of blood, meaning it makes blood less viscous, less thick, providing better circulation, reducing clotting. But if a person is on medications for that purpose, which are very powerful, and if they take additional enzymes, they can have excessive thinning of blood, and that can cause hemorrhagic episodes. These are supposedly very rare possibilities. I've never seen that in 27 years, but I have to be fair and warn you of that. And some of you are thinking that there are other nutrients as well, like vitamin E, ginkgo biloba, folic acid, omega-3 fats, coenzyme Q10, that also have the potential of blood thinning. And if a person is on blood thinning medication, they would need to consult with an educated nutritional professional or medical professional with specific training in nutrition before taking any nutrition at all. I want to go back to enzymes as biologic response modifiers. Remember what I said earlier? How enzymes can modify exaggerated unhealthy responses in the body that are too up there and bring them down. And if they're too low, bring those physiologic functions up. But biological response modifiers, a form of enzymes, have been used in hundreds of clinical trials for a number of autoimmune conditions such as cancer, even HIV disease. And most of the enzymes are of plant origin. Some of them are microbial, and some of the enzymes are of animal origin. And in addition to therapeutic enzymes, another important group of biological response modifiers I'd want you to know are substances in the body called colony-stimulating factors. And these also have been studied extensively for treating cancer and disease. And it seems that enzymes help increase the functionality of colony stimulating factors in the body. Many of these biological response modifiers that seem to stimulate these colony stimulating factors include things like mistletoe and also maitake mushrooms, vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin C, for example, beta-glucans. All of these help enzymes work together, and most of those are in my Detox 1 through 4 products. You can, of course, use other enzymes and other superfood products. I would just caution you to do your homework. I've done my homework. I'm not going to place any of my patients on something that I would not take myself. And many individuals out there are fooled by the advertising of companies. So when I ask my patients, so, okay, you say you're on good quality supplements. Please tell me how you know that. And they say, well, here's the website address. And I'll go to the website and I see a lot of claims. So what you want to ask, when you would want to call these companies and say, I would like a full disclosure label. A full disclosure label is an assay that should be performed by an outside company that tests the integrity of the product and basically speaks for its quality. So if the person on the other end of the phone says, what is that? Then you have your answer. But if they say, oh, we'll get you quality control assay right away, then wait for that quality control assay. And you want your products to be in the 90 percentile and higher in quality. So, you know, what's amazing to me is that, you know, at present in the United States, enzymes are simply not maximized. But what's really odd is that they're approved even by the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, for use in the treatment of a large number of specific diseases where there is at least scientific agreement of their effectiveness. So these various illnesses include, and this is not by any means a comprehensive list that is, but cardiovascular disorders. Enzymes help cardiovascular disease, reducing inflammation of arterial walls, restoring the flexibility of arteries. Is it the only thing you need for that? Of course not. It's studied enzymes are approved in scientific circles for a variety of gastrointestinal conditions, particularly pancreatic insufficiency. And let me tell you, a lot of you out there have pancreatic insufficiency and you do not know it. Most of you have probably never even thought about pancreatic insufficiency. If you're really into alternative health, you've certainly thought about low stomach acid and low enzymes, but have you really thought about pancreatic insufficiency? Probably not. And there are a number of genetic disorders as well that specifically cause low enzyme production. And there is the use of enzymes, again, in certain cancer treatments. Enzymes are used for what's known as topical debridement of wounds. So what the enzymes do is they degrade dying and necrotic tissue, helping to clean wounds. And also, enzymes help to remove a variety of toxic substances from the blood. So enzymes are also detoxifiers. Most people that I've come across that have toxic issues, let's say with metals, all they seem to know are chelators. And a lot of them unnecessarily do intravenous chelation when that is almost never needed. But my point is, they just know about chelators, which are nutrients that link or bind to toxins. But you need to support all of the enzyme systems for proper detoxification. Because, for example, in every toxicology textbook, there is a chapter on liver detoxification. And there is a description of what are known as monoamine oxidases, which are enzyme systems of detoxification. And chelators are not enzymes, so they don't work on any of that. But sometimes our holistic health system has gotten overly simplistic and actually practices wrong healthcare. We must have enzymes with any and every toxic issue, unless there is a specific contraindication to taking the enzymes, like I said before. like with ulcers and or certain coagulation disorders from which a person is on, let's say, Coumadin or aspirin. And enzymes also support what's known as phase two liver detoxification. If you listen to my show, Detox Deception, I review with you all of the misconceptions and outright just, I guess I can call them lies because they really are lies regarding various detoxification techniques that simply don't work and the ones that do. And enzymes do work because even traditional medicine has well studied the use of enzymes for something known as glucuronidation and sulfation. These are pathways, just two of several pathways in the liver that are involved in removing hundreds, if not tens of thousands of enzymes that enter our bodies every day from outside sources known as exogenous toxins, and also toxins produced in our bodies known as endogenous ones. So by supporting your body with superfoods which contain live enzymes, and also juicing, and eating as low down on the food chain as possible, more live foods, what you'll do is you'll increase the enzyme vitality of the body. I suppose I should talk a bit more about the treatment of different gastrointestinal conditions with enzymes, because they probably have the longest history in medicine. And they're primarily the use of orally administered enzymes. So some commonly treated conditions, which even medicine has shown that enzymes help, are chronic pancreatic insufficiency. But what's wrong in medicine is that they assume that unless a person has enzyme insufficiency, medicine's under the impression, I should say, that unless someone visits a gastroenterologist in a horrific condition or an ER or ends up in the hospital, that they must have perfect enzymes. Somehow they think that chronic pancreatic insufficiency, which is a known and accepted medical condition, somehow just occurs out of nowhere. Well, what happens, as you might imagine, is that over the course of your life, your enzyme systems are depleted. And eventually they become so chronic that a person has obvious symptoms for which they visit their primary healthcare provider that sends them over to the gastroenterologist, et cetera, et cetera. And then, so what I'm saying is that long before, decades before, we have these enzyme depleted states like chronic pancreatic insufficiency, we have a lesser degree of them. And medicine has no acknowledgement of that at all. That means you must take your enzymes every day. Consider, under supervision, an enzyme loading test like we spoke about earlier. Juice, eat lower down on the food chain. If you get lots of gas from fruits and vegetables, then cook them slightly, break down the plant cell walls. That's what's producing the gas, and you'll be fine. And then another gastrointestinal condition for which enzymes are known to help is chronic pancreatitis. And I see people with chronic pancreatitis, and they're not told to take enzymes. Enzymes are known to reduce pain of chronic pancreatitis. And for some reason, medicine seems to prefer opiates, which we know are killing people left and right. Doctors are overprescribing them, and they have helped create an epidemic of opioid death and dependency. Everyone is aware of this now. And then there is a condition known as chronic fat intolerance or steatorrhea, where a person's stool will tend to be very malodorous, meaning it may smell, and it's really not supposed to, believe it or not. And also float either at the surface in the bowl or just it doesn't sink. That means it tends to have a higher concentration of fat. And if there's a higher concentration of fat, then the person doesn't have enough fat-digesting enzymes. But why would you want to take fat-digesting enzymes? Well, you need fats. if you do not absorb your fats, you cannot make those wonderful hormones, which we know are our anti-aging and longevity hormones. Hormones are anti-inflammatory. Hormones are required to repair the outer membrane of virtually every cell and tissue and organ system in our bodies. But not only that, folks, you need fat digesting enzymes to absorb and to utilize and to activate fat soluble vitamins. Please listen to my show. There's no other show like this I've ever heard, which is why I did it. Thank you very much, audience, because some of you actually suggested it, and I said, wow, these people are smart on enzyme activation. I'll quickly tell you this about that. Yes, we need to absorb, we need to digest our foods, we need to, and nutrients, we need to absorb them. But if they're not activated after absorption, they're of no use. They're actually a stress on the body. So we need fat digesting enzymes to digest our fat soluble nutrients. Can you name a couple of fat soluble nutrients that you would not absorb if you do not have the proper amount of fat digesting enzymes? I'll tell you, and some of you have got it right. Number one is fish oil, EPA, DHA. Some individuals require EPA, DHA, and some individuals require just the DHA. If you have a neurologic problem, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, memory issues, anything neurological, diabetic neuropathy, nerve degeneration, you want to prevent loss of intelligence, memory, all of that kind of stuff, you must absorb and digest your fats, and you need lipase, which is a fat enzyme, to do it. Your CoQ10, your ubiquinol. I prefer to use ubiquinone. That's the only activated form of CoQ10 I will use, but it's fat soluble, folks. Melatonin, fat soluble. Melatonin is good for sleep. It's good for mild depression. Melatonin is very strongly anti-cancer. It should only be taken at night. Doses that most people take are far too small, at 1 and 3 milligrams. The anti-cancer dose is about 12 milligrams. That's not too high. That's what it is. But of course, individuals vary. And if you don't have fat digestive enzymes, you cannot fully digest these supplements. You may not digest them at all. So quick review, EPA, DHA, fish oil, flaxseed oil as well, DHA, which is an omega-3 fat, coenzyme Q10 in the ubiquinol and the ubiquinone form. Also, lipoic acid, which is in the B vitamin family, which is both a fat and water-soluble nutrient, which is, by the way, a cofactor for many enzymes involved in energy. And there are many others, too many, sadly, to discuss during the show and the time we have left. But enzymes, as you can see, are particularly important. And what about the basic dosing? The units of dosing for enzymes should be in what's called USP units. That's what you want. If anything else like milligrams or grams is on your product, toss them in the garbage. That means nothing. That is very misleading, and that's not the most studied way of putting together enzymes. One of my interests is the use of enzymes as an adjunct in my patients with various cancers, autoimmune disease, gastrointestinal disorders, and neurologic disorders. But let's talk about autoimmune and cancer for a moment, because they have something in common. What they have in common is that cancer acts very much like an allergy in that antibodies are produced. And antibodies are, they sound like what they are. They're anti the body. And autoimmune disease means autoimmune. That means the body's immune system is directed against itself. That's the prefix auto. And that reaction is extreme. So autoimmune disease are hyperimmune conditions. The immune system is not the problem. The immune system is hyperreacting, and that is the problem. Now, In autoimmune disease, there are also antibodies, and in cancer, there are antibodies. There are even antibodies in cardiovascular disease, hardening of the arteries, diabetes, all of that. Many diseases have antibodies in common. As much as inflammation is fundamental for disease, so are antibodies, folks. And here's what you need to know. That research has demonstrated that oral enzymes, particularly in the form of supplements, seem to have an effect of digesting, if not fully, at least to some extent, and partially, antibodies in the blood. So picture this. You've got these nasty antibodies floating around in your blood from either cancer or diabetes or heart disease or thyroid or whatever the problem is, any degeneration of your body. Remember, when your body breaks down, you know, it just happens. As your body's breaking down, would you agree with me that it looks unlike its normal self on a molecular level? That's breakdown, right? It's like putting an egg in a frying pan and it oxidizes. You know, the heat cooks the egg. That's oxidation. That's how you age, oxidative stress. That's why you take antioxidants. But antioxidants don't work in a vacuum. They don't work at all unless you have enzymes. But my point is, if you get the enzyme concentrations high enough in your blood, then you can digest away lots of these antibodies. And antibodies you can think of as little Pac-Man. You remember that game Pac-Man? I'm sure you do. Those little things that are floating around going and they're eating up things, eating up those little circles in the game. Well, that's exactly what enzymes do when they hit the blood. The enzymes are like those Pac-Man, and they eat up antibodies, which are those little dots that the Pac-Man eats. And the fewer the dots, in other words, the lower the antibody load, the better the body can repair relative to disrepair. So we have come full circle since the beginning of this show. So what have we learned, I hope? What we've learned is practically everyone needs enzymes. The form of the enzyme should be medical grade enzyme produced with FDA approved quality control, because the quality control matters. And once you've determined that you're taking a good form of enzyme, you want to take it at home such that you know what your enzyme tolerance is, and you want to take it every day. And you want to take it 3 times a day if you can. If you can't, you take it twice a day. If you can't take it twice a day, you take it once a day. Whatever you can do is better than not doing something. It's also important to review your medications with a knowledgeable healthcare provider who knows if enzymes have any particular contraindications with certain medications and in certain conditions. We reviewed a few of them. So, enzymes are absolutely essential to everyone's daily nutritional intake. And I want to thank you all very much again for suggesting this topic and practically all of the other topics that you've heard me discuss on Ask the Blood Detective. Now, some of you would like to work with me, and I really appreciate and I honor that. And you can reach me at 914-242-8844. That's 914-242-8844. Please email me your questions and also your topics that you'd like me to speak about on Ask the Blood Detective at info@blooddetective.com. I'm Dr. Michael Wald. I am the Blood Detective. I'm the Director of Integrated Nutrition of Mount Kisco, which is located about 60 minutes north of New York City. Now, the next show are the top 6 nutrients that have evidence base for accelerating metabolic rate and fat loss. So I want you to join me for that particular topic. And if you have time, before you listen to that show, you might want to listen to my show all about weight loss, because I dispel lots of myths. I talk about the role of inflammation in weight loss and hormones in weight loss and malabsorption in weight loss and weight gain, things you must know. The importance, the essentiality of increasing lean body mass. That's everything in your body that is not fat mass. And I talk about different strategies to do that. And on my website, under the services section, you should go to the weight loss section and you'll see all the different programs I have for weight loss. And I will summarize them all down into very practical daily clues in the next show, but mostly discuss what you can do in addition to the healthy diet that you're eating, but you're wondering, why do you still have those extra pounds? How to use a handful of nutritional supplements appropriately for healthy weight loss. So we'll see you next time on Ask the Blood Detective. This is Dr. Michael Wald. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Show you.